Welcome to the Oceanus Live podcast. Today's topic is the continued growth and spread of piracy at sea. The last few months have seen Somali piracy tail off somewhat, mainly due to three circumstances: the southwest monsoon, the deterrent factors of naval operations nearer to shore, and armed security on ships, strengthening calls for the endorsement of private security. The majority of attacks have taken place in the Red Sea and occasionally the Gulf of Aden during that time. Two recent hijacks were relatively short-term, but at least 19 ships and over 400 seafarers are held captive. In the meantime, attacks on ships in Asia have reached an all-time high for the first half of the year, in comparison to the same period over the last 4 years, according to the regional piracy watchdog. At least two syndicates or groups of robbers are operating in the region. West Africa, from Guinea on the northwestern tip down to Angola in the south, a growing source of oil, cocoa and metals for the world's markets, has seen increased attacks, hijacks and sadly killing of seafarers. In view of the emerging energy trade and weaker naval presence than that off the Somali coast, some sources say it is an alarming trend. In all regions, there is all likelihood that an escalation in the frequency of attacks will occur. Without the resources and forces to effectively combat the global scourge of piracy, the world's economy and geostrategic interests will be held to ransom. Oceanus Live supports the International Maritime Organization's objectives in combating piracy by improving cooperation and coordination throughout the maritime community. Thank you for listening to Oceanus Live. Information, security, safety, shared.